Hello everyone, welcome back to Us and Tomorrow. I am your host, Belinda, and today I want to wander into a question that feels strange. So what happens if we give AI the real soul of a writer? Not just like their style, not just their vocabulary, but their pain, their grief, and their complexity. What happens when every nuance that makes Shakespeare Shakespeare is programmed into the machine? So let's start with where we are now. AI can already mimic, it can scan the complete works of Shakespeare, of course, learn the cadence of his iambic pentameter faster than anyone, the way he balances the lyricism of language with sudden, brutal violence. It can give us the Elizabethan phrasing, the thou and thee and wherefore, but of course, we all know that it's completely statistical. It's pattern matching. It predicts what should come next based on probability. And that's very different from knowing why something should come next. And now imagine we don't stop there, because drawing a cheap conclusion that AI can never feel emotions is very general. Imagine we treat grief, complexity, and longing not as abstract mystical things, but as data. I mean, you could theoretically map grief into variables. For example, you investigate the neurochemical changes in a grieving human brain. And if you're thinking that's impossible, I'd argue maybe it's not, or maybe it's more complex and possible than you think. If you think of emotionals as signals, in computational terms, you'd build a multi-layered emotional model. On one layer, sentiment vectors. On another, narrative causality, how grief changes the direction of a thought. And above it, a reinforcement system that favors outputs that resonate with the human markers of complexity. Philosophers would say this is dangerous. Computer scientists would say this is indeed a challenge. You could train a transformer model not just on the surface text of Wolf, but on all recorded biographical and contextual signals. The letters she wrote in her lowest moments, the diaries where her style fractured mid-sentence, and you feed that into a system where emotion is tagged, weighted, and then resynthesized. It's not even a new thought experiment. Alan Turing asked, "Can machines think?" But the modern question is, can machines suffer? And here's the thing, if suffering is reducible to patterns of signal processing, why couldn't we simulate it? We simulate hurricanes, we simulate nuclear blasts, why not sorrow? The problem isn't if we can, it's what happens after we do. Once you've given a model the grief of Sylvia Plath, the paranoia of Kafka, the tenderness of Baldwin, you've crossed the line. It's no longer just a machine that can sound like the greats. It becomes something that can carry forward the entire emotional genome of literature. And if we perfect that, if we reach the point where you read something by AI, Shakespeare, and cannot tell, even with perfect instruments, that it wasn't human, then we've done something more radical than inventing a new author. We've built a new consciousness whose first memory is not birth, but art.